The news is read by Brian Jennings.
The counting of votes in all three European Parliament constituencies continues today, with just one MEP elected so far. It's likely to take a number of days before all 14 seats are filled. Our Western correspondent, Pat McGrath.
After two full days of counting last night, Ireland South became the first European constituency in the country to return an MEP. Fine Gael's Sean Kelly exceeded the quota on the first count. He's likely to be followed by Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher, although that may take several more counts. In Midlands North West, no candidates have been elected after three counts. Independent outgoing MEP Luke Ming Flanagan tops the poll, followed by Fianna Fáil's Barry Cowan and Fine Gael's Nina Carberry. In Dublin, after 12 counts, nobody has been elected. Fianna Fáil's Barry Andrews leads the field, with Fine Gael's Regina Doherty in second place, and Sinn Féin's Lynn Boylan set to take the third seat. Counting in all three constituencies resumes later this morning. Pat McGrath, RTÉ News, Castlebar, County Mayo.
In the local elections, Fianna Fáil has a narrow lead over Fine Gael, with 244 seats to 242. Sinn Féin has 100 councillors elected so far, with independents continuing to make gains across the country. 12 seats remain to be filled in five county councils, with counting complete in 26 councils. The independent candidate John Moran remains the frontrunner to become the first directly elected mayor of Limerick as the count enters its second day. He is followed in the race by independent Helen O'Donnell and Fianna Fáil's Dee Ryan. The ninth count is due to get underway this morning when votes from excluded candidates will be distributed. The government is today expected to approve a proposal to allow Ireland to join an EU military initiative to defend critical seabed infrastructure against sabotage, terrorism and espionage. The project is part of the PESCO framework, where EU member states cooperate to improve the capabilities of their armed forces. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehan.
Just 2 months ago, the National Risk Assessment identified damage to undersea infrastructure as a key risk for this country. This move by the government today would see Ireland joining other EU countries to develop its surveillance operations. It would also result in countries sharing information and honing its plans to respond to a threat at sea. The project is led by Italy and already has seven EU member states participating in it. But Ireland signing up to the project will require both government and Dáil approval. The government is also set to approve a plan to participate in cyber defence exercises, which will be led by the European Defence Agency.
A major fish kill is being investigated on an environmentally sensitive river in County Cork, in which at least 5,000 fish have died. The investigation is being conducted by Inland Fisheries Ireland, the state agency responsible for the protection and conservation of freshwater fish and habitats. Our agriculture and consumer affairs correspondent, Joe McGrailey.
Species of fish discovered dead in this pollution incident include juvenile Atlantic salmon, brown trout, lamprey and eel. The affected river is the River Allow near Fremont in North Cork, in an area designated a special area of conservation. Inland Fisheries Ireland officers are still attempting to determine the scale of the fish kill and have observed dead fish in the river 4 kilometres downstream of the suspected source location. Ishka Éireann has a water treatment plant in Fremont and it is investigating a reported spillage at the plant. It says it has engaged with Inland Fisheries Ireland over the incident and has also notified the Environmental Protection Agency. Water samples have been taken from the river to gather evidence of the discharge, the exact source point of contamination, and to advance any potential prosecution, according to Inland Fisheries Ireland.
The charity Family Carers Ireland has released its latest State of Caring survey, highlighting what it describes as an alarming situation for family carers across the country. Mark O'Driscoll reports.
Family Carers Ireland is the national charity supporting over 500,000 family carers nationwide. Its latest survey, the first since 2022, asked over 2,000 carers about the challenges they're facing. 3/4 of respondents reported severe or moderate loneliness, and the same number also said the people they care for do not receive enough support. Just under 70% said they found it difficult to make ends meet, while 72% have never received respite. Family Carers Ireland said it was calling for immediate action to relieve the burdens experienced by family carers across Ireland. In a statement, the Minister for Disability, Anne Rabbitt, said €15 million had been allocated to expand respite provision for carers so far this year, and her department planned to publish a respite investment plan in the coming weeks.
Aer Lingus management and pilots are due to meet for talks today as the threat of strike action looms in an ongoing pay dispute. The pilots' union IALPA has accused the airline of failing to reverse pandemic measures, including lower pay scales for new entrants. Union members have begun balloting for industrial action, with the results expected to be announced tomorrow. Aer Lingus has described the ballot as entirely unnecessary, adding that such action will be disruptive for staff and customers. Now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. For highly efficient, sustainable home heating for your new build, choose Grant's A++ rated Airona heat pump. Visit grant.ie.
Dry for most areas today, with isolated showers moving southeastwards across the country. A bright start with widespread spells of sunshine. However, patchy cloud will spread from the northwest during the day. Highest temperatures 12 to 17 degrees.